Hello everyone, welcome to today's episode of Money That Is Interpreted.
As usual, we're discussing from the global south, specifically Africa, Nigerian, and Nigeria, African countries and Nigeria, to the global north and Asian countries. So that's intercontinental trade and intracontinental trade. We've been on this for a while. And if you've been listening to us, you already know that I have an amazing co-host who has, you know, walked with me on this journey this far. Please let's welcome the amazing Hassana.
Hi, everyone.
All right. Today, we're talking about why international payments fail. And I'm sure if you've ever tried to pay for something, either for a software or for stuff that you ordered from a different country, maybe your payment has failed once or twice. Hassan, have you had that experience before?
Yes, I have.
What were you trying to buy?
I think I was trying to order for some clothes.
Is it that popular website that people normally order clothes from?
I don't know the one you're talking about.
The name starts from S.
No, it wasn't that one.
Okay, it's fine then. And so you're trying to order some clothes, and what happened?
I think it was it was bank issues or something like that, but it did not work. I think I was having bank issues.
So were you able to get your dresses, or you just left it?
I just left it though.
Wow.
I'm spending. It's not that important.
Wow. I mean, who knows? You'll have been rocking that dress and looking amazing now.
I know.
These are the issues of why payments should not fail, because you might be standing in the way of somebody's glow and somebody's drip. So why do payments fail? Payment fails comes from just four things. Wrong details. Now, I need to expand this a bit, because when you say wrong details, we need to be clear. Wrong account number, wrong IBAN or SWIFT number, depending on, you know, which bank you are sending it to. Those are the wrong account name as well. That's also an issue. And then the rest, PIN codes, passwords, and so on and so forth. Compliance issues, missing documents. Missing documents, I'm going to expand it to missing KYC or incomplete KYC, because for a lot of these platforms, you're not actually submitting any documents. You're just sending it by email. And then bank network problems. Like I already said, we have incorrect SWIFT or IBAN number, name mismatch, the wrong account type, missing intermediary bank. So if your transfer does not use an intermediary bank, you may not necessarily need to worry about this one. Hassan, you want to take the next one?
You've spoken about wrong details, you've spoken about compliance issues. It could be missing or wrong documents as well. So, especially for importers, many payments fail because the documents simply don't match what the business is paying for. There's incomplete invoice, no shipping documents, purpose statements, and all of that. Then we can also have bank network problems. I'm sure a lot of us here, especially here in Nigeria, have experienced this, because most people think their payment travels directly from Nigeria to their suppliers. But in reality, the money often moves through one, two, sometimes even three correspondent banks sometimes, and any link in that chain can slow things down. This could include correspondent bank blocking the payment or the receiving bank rejecting certain transfers. There could be time zone differences causing delay, country-specific bank holidays, weekend processing gaps, and all of that.
Yes, if there's anything I'm going to add, I'm going to talk about the compliance side of things. And many people don't know that sometimes the compliance side is more important to the bank than completing a transaction, because the cost of not following compliance is sometimes, and no jokes, sometimes their license. Sometimes it might just be fine, but sometimes it is their license. So that is something that they would quickly try to adhere to or align with to before or above every other thing. We've talked about the bank network. Now we say the bank network, we need that the network on which the bank operates. So that's their internet service provider, the software that they use, and so on and so forth. You know, so when you are going to send money, before you initiate a transaction, and this is important because of it's the holiday times, you're going to need to transfer a lot of money sometimes at the same time. You confirm the name, the SWIFT. Okay, let me take it again. You confirm the name, account, SWIFT, or IBAN number, depending on the situation. Some people ask for you for both SWIFT and IBAN. Some people ask for only IBAN. Some people ask for account number and IBAN. So it depends on which bank you're using and where you're sending it from. You have to confirm the receiving currency, confirm the intermediary bank, if and where that applies. Confirm that the documents are in order. And some clients might need you to send like a stamped copy or a copy with a seal of your company documents. And then, you know, the timeline, how long is the money going to take? So, Hassana, you want to add something to it?
Yeah, I think you've said it all, but I would just say you should also check. I'm saying this because we're getting into like the holiday period. December is approaching. So check bank holidays in the receiving country as well. So you know what's up. And doing all of this, which Femi has mentioned as well, it will honestly eliminate over 90% of payment problems. And I'm just going to pitch in one remit here because we've built our process around preventing these issues before they happen. So we make sure that all your details are correct, double check it, review your documents. We make sure that the currency and bank requirement are, I mean, everything is on track. And just make sure that we guide you step by step until your payment is delivered. And that's why we take our customer service, customer care, we take it. It's very important to us. So there's no issue. Like we always say, when we're dealing with money payment, it's important that there's trust and there's transparency and peace of mind. So with one remit, there's no confusion. It's fast, it's safe, it's transparent, just exactly the way it should be. So yeah, if you're tired of delays, reversals, or clear updates, just sign up one remit. It was built to give you peace of mind. So great. you just go to www.oneremit.co and just get started. The whole process is very easy and very seamless.
Thank you, Hassana. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's always great having these conversations with you.
Yeah. Please enjoy the rest of your Friday. And I would see you in the next one.
Bye, everybody.